This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, it's counting down to Saturday's election. Today is the 14th. Okay, so we have 4 days left, and it would be time for Rivers people to go out and vote who they believe should be the next leader of the state. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Good morning. As we build up to the elections, a lot of activities have been happening on the side, and you would agree with me that for some reasons, the intensity of the elections has made it quite, difficult to monitor in-depthly other activities. Anyways, there's one that's quite interesting in Rivers State. It has a lot to do with the pronouncement of the state government that it was going to employ youths and also begin promotion of civil servants. If you remember, this morning on the news, the governor said that the employment of the youths into the civil service and promotion of civil servants isn't politically motivated. Says it is not politically motivated, and that, he says he was going to do it. It was a promise he made, and whether he's doing it now or later, nobody has the powers. In fact, let's just listen to the governor directly himself and hear what he had to say about the employment.
Before, why should you do that? Because there's the election. What I did it before, I did it now. What's important? You have promoted people, you have employed people. Nobody has power to tell me when I should do it. Nobody will set that standard for me. It is what I choose to do. So nobody can come and query me because the election was my business. If it's the election, what is the 10,000 employees? The election is on Saturday. Would you need employment from now till Saturday? So it doesn't make any sense. But at least let it be that the promise I made before I leave office, I have fulfilled that promise. That was important to me.
So you heard the governor says the major aim is to fulfill the promise he made before leaving office. And the promise was he was going to employ Rivers people. Remember that the government had made another promise before time, 5,000 teachers. Do you remember that promise? Those 5,000 teachers going to be part of these 10,000 youths that would be employed? I know the problem. The governor loves to keep promises. Maybe that is in the plans, or what's the situation with that? Anyways, what caught the attention of a lot of people was something that was said by the governor on Friday last week. So on Friday last week, when the governor was speaking with some of the NLC executives in Rivers State, the new chairman, to be precise, Alex Agwanwo, and the chairman of the Joint Negotiating Council, Emechet Achukwu, they paid him a courtesy visit. It was during this visit that the governor made a comment that got a lot of people wondering. So, he accused the former NLC chairperson in the state, Beatrice Tubo, of promoting an unhealthy relationship between the labor and the state government. And he said some other things. I would like to take our minds back to it so you could hear it again before we get on with the conversation proper, exactly what was said by the governor. Because that statement got a lot of people asking some critical questions as to, oh, really? Is this why we've not had the employment? Okay. Well, this was what was said by the governor then on Friday last week.
So, the economy, they can maintain the secretary. It's not by mouth. They can maintain it. But now that she has left, and to welcome you, we are going to start the promotion. I don't want her to take credit. You should take the credit. There's nothing government cannot do for you if we have a good relationship. That's how you go about it. You don't go about plotting against the downfall of the government, which will also affect the welfare of your members.
So that the Civil Service Commission can commence
the promotion exercise and also commence the employment of the 5,000.
Oh, whether the governor was referring to the 5,000 teachers there, that would be confirmed. But then we heard what he said. What was interesting from all of it for many people was that he was blaming Beatrice Setubo, the former chairperson of the NLC in Rivers State, for the reason why promotion of civil servants had not taken place, and said something more interesting. He didn't want her to get the credit. He wanted this person to get the credit. So I have two questions. Doesn't the government want credit to itself? Wouldn't the governor want to say, under my administration, this happened? That would be good credit to him, wouldn't it? That's one. Secondly, when the governor says that he wanted, okay, the new chairman, Alex Agwanwa, to get the credit, did he know that Alex Agwanwa was going to be the next Labour chairperson in River State all these years? Let's say for the past, what, 5, 6, 7 years? Interesting questions. And thirdly, is the government indirectly saying because of its disagreement or dislike for one person, then all the civil servants who merit their promotion would not get it? Well, these are questions that require answers. We are going to be speaking with the former NLC spokesperson and former NLC chairperson in River State, Beatrice Setubo, in a matter of moments. But before we get on to that conversation with her, you can go on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. I'll take that again, at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. That is the handle on Facebook. You can go there, follow us, and follow, watch the video, and drop your comments. We also have a question we're asking you. We would like to know what your take is. A lot of people already have said it is political. Well, that's not the question we want to ask, because many people think it's political, even if the government and the governor has said countless of times that it isn't political, and you cannot tell him the time or when you should do what he wants to do. But when you look at the current employment and promotion that the government has said it's going to begin, would you say it's better late than never? Would you say, I think the governor shouldn't have bothered, just let it, your tenure is already out, let it go? Or would you say, well, it's 2 months left, let's just do what we do with what we have, let's make do with what we have? What is your view? Better late than never? Is that what you think? Let us know on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH is the handle. And the WhatsApp portal is 0809-030-6416. I'll open the phone lines now as well. 070-0923-0923. That is the phone number to call to be a part of the conversation live in the studio. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. The ongoing promotion of civil servants and employment promised by the state government. Okay, so we'll go to the phone lines in a matter of a moment. First, let me see some of your comments on Facebook. Quite a few of them coming in. Nwoke Ike say, I see that move as another strategic political campaign by the government. Why was it done now, just a few days to the election? Why not 3 years ago or even more? It's a good move anyway, but it's politically motivated. This one said it's a vote-buying strategy. Noble Barry Essia. Remember that in Lagos State, in fact, it's in trending. The governor was in church. The governor, they even said, some people who attended his church that I knew said he was even doing ushering work. He's been to saloons. Some people, even pensioners had to be paid. There's a lot of things that was just going on, and people are beginning to say, and the government said it's not for vote buying purposes. But when you look at that and look at what's happening in River State as well and the timing, it would cause people to ask the question. But is it also a situation of better late than never? Desmond says, perfect. Just as the saying goes, there is always time for everything. Rosemary Chica says, end time employment and promotion. It's a ploy to deceive the masses. Promise is in Rumo de Maya. Good morning, Promise. Hello, Promise. Good morning. Hello. promise. Oh, I think we lost that call. Nigeria Info. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lansbury.
All right, Lansbury.
And I just want to say, I don't even want to go in the line of whether it's politically motivated or not. The act should even fall more on the State Assembly that has failed in their duty of check and balance with the executive. How do we have a State Assembly that cannot call the governor to order, not even once in 8 years? Have they ever called the governor to order or questioned him? Or if they are too scared to question him, to just ask a friendly question, okay, governor, when you go promote these people? It's terrible. And I hope that they all lose their seats because they have failed for 8 years. They're just a mere rubber stamp.
All right. Thank you very much. Inelelewon Fega, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I comment on this. The governor saying it's nobody's business for the implementing it. Yes, I kind of agree with him because it's nobody's business for him to employ at the dying minute of his or at the expiration of his tenure. Why? Because I remember vividly in Amici's tenure, he did the same thing. It was about when he was leaving office. He employed, I think, 10,000 persons, if I'm not exaggerating on the number. So I think the governor has the power, not minding what the outgone NLC chairperson, Beatrice Otumbo, had in him. You know, but he has the veto power to do whatever he wants to do, in as much as he keeps to the promises he made. Now, not because I'm happy with the way he has led Rivers State, even though he led Rivers State as his yeah. But I think on this ground, on this premise, Father, he had made a right decision.
All right, Fega. Yeah. All right, Braid in my one. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Yeah, the truth is that the governor gets it wrong. He has promised Rivers people about 5,000 non-academic jobs to schools. And since that time, that promise has not been fulfilled. And the governor now set up the people to employ and also look at the promotion of Rivers civil servants. It's a good one. But the governor still gets it wrong. Because as I speak with you, RUSSD, he has already pushed them out of the labor market, pushed them to the labor market. And the River State Road Management Authority is also in the labor market that were set up by law. It did not repeal the law. What of a River State Transport Service Company? We are also displaced because of one individual that runs the governor. Well, how do we get to this demonstration school teachers that were also pushed out? They take the bull by the horn and they take him to the court and they get verdict. The governor refused to implement the court verdict. Is he telling me that he is obeying the rule of law? And
okay.
I want to also tell the governor, this time, Rivers people will not allow him to buy the vote. Because
sorry, Braid, but we had to end it there. We have a commercial coming up. Drop your comments on Facebook and WhatsApp. When we return, we'll take them and try to establish contact with our guest. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And now we are back. Let's talk Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook and then on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. The WhatsApp portal 0809-030-6416. I played you except from what the governor said last weekend, blaming the former chairperson of the NLC for why promotions did not happen and who he wanted to take the glory. And that's why I decided to do it now. You also heard what he said about the employment. It is not political, and you cannot tell me when to do it. What matters is I fulfill my promise that I made. I also know of a saying that says, whatever is worth doing well. Is there a better way the employment could have been done? Is it possible that in 2 months we can finish the process of employing that 10,000 people? And they would start work effectively, and the promotion would also be done within 2 months, and everybody would not have complaints. It would be done smoothly. Is it possible? What does the civil service laws say about promotions in a space of 7 years? Okay, we'll be getting across to the former chairperson of the NLC in River State, Peter Tutubo, in a matter of minutes. Let me first take some more of your messages on WhatsApp and on Facebook. The phone line to call is 0709-030-0923. So Chima is on the line. Hello, Chima. Andrew. Go on, Chima.
Hello. Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Andrew. I think the governor's statement is an affront to Rivers people. And the promise of employment is an insult to the Rivers, I must tell you. Look, you made a promise. This was in 2017, I recall. 2016, I stand to be corrected. And he made the promise that he was going to employ people. Andrew, I don't know if you recall, people were jostling, even at the secretariat. You understand? Then, people spend their hard-earned money paying transport from various of the state to that secretariat. And the employment did not, you could not take it serious. Then only for you to come out on this 11th hour, as they call it, 11th hour miracle. You want to employ a person. Then my question is, what is the difference between you and past administration? Considering the fact that you told us that in your manifesto, your manifesto is a new reverse vision. So is this new reverse vision to employ people when you are about to exit office just 3 months?
Okay, Chima.
I think, yes.
No, yes, Eric, Andrew. Go so, on, conclude yes, your so thoughts.
What I'm saying, Andrew, finally, what I'm saying is Rivers people should go for the employment and know who they are going to vote for.
All right.
This is a ploy to install this candidate.
Thank you, Chima. Mufasa is calling from D-Line. We'll be going over to Mufasa. But first, my guest is already on standby, the former chairperson of the NLC, Peach Tutubo. Remember, the governor said she was part of the reasons why promotion was not carried out. Let's hear from her this morning. Hello, Mrs. Tutubo. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very fine. Thank you. Quickly, the governor said during a courtesy visit by the new leadership of the NLC in River State that you were the reason why promotion was not carried out. How true is that? What exactly is the issue between yourself and the governor that would warrant such statement?
Thank you. That assertion is very laughable. Considering the fact that I did a lot of entreaties, we went to him peacefully, we wrote, we up to the point that we have to drag our national security to this on a nationwide side that would have shut down the state. Finally, he accepted and wrote an agreement that he will promote. He will pay pensioners their gratuities and pension arrears and also death benefits. At the end of the day, when the national has persuaded us to suspend the strike, he reneged. And the next thing is that there was this gimmick of intimidation. If you stop, they want to sack workers, they want to stop their salaries, and workers became afraid. How could it have been me? Well, do I have any issues with him? The only issues I had with the governor was pay gratuities, pay pension arrears, promote workers, employ people in the system. Because the system has become porous. Nobody is there again. If you go to the sector right now, they're everywhere like a ghost town. When you go there, the number of jobs, the number of hands that are doing a particular job now is drastically reduced. And that's why some of the commissioners will only come with their private hands, their talks and all that. The system is already gone. These are the issues I had with him. I don't have any personal issue with him. So how could it have been because of me? Is that also because of me that he brought back all the students who were on scholarship abroad back to Nigeria? Is it because of me that he has sacked all the people that were working in the special secondary schools? Is it because of me that he could not pay greater for SACOS? Is it because of me that RFCA was closed? Is it because of me, too, that the governor has refused to employ workers? He said he will apply in the judiciary. Every people applied, and I was told that one big way has failed his application. He said they didn't apply anybody.
With the employment?
Is it because of me, all of the employment that he has done is only going to his place to recruit his brothers and sisters. Is it because of me? So you can see that this is the kind of a ploy, because I heard the person who was contributing last. This is a ploy. To see how he can motivate people to come to vote for his candidate. But that's not going to work because people have become wiser than what
you think. Well, a quick question now. 2 months, it's at most, I think, is what this current administration has. From your experience and understanding of the civil service and how it works, is 2 months enough to complete a process for promotion and employment of new workers? 10,000 of them.
Well, when will they start the process? Before they begin to get the application, before they begin to process, interview people, and at the end of the day, when? He has a gimmick, he does not want to employ anybody. After the elections, everybody people has allowed him to fool them. After the election, he will not talk to them again. So they should just let them go, apply and see whether it will happen. And but on Saturday, go out and vote for Labour Party. That is the party for the masses.
We'll get to that, but before you, so that you don't deviate from the question.
But
let me.
Why would they collect this application before they begin to talk of who they will apply?
I need you to explain for us critically. So, if we're getting you correctly, you're saying 2 months is not enough time to complete the process of promoting civil servants and also employing 10,000 new workers. What is the ideal procedure and how would it work and how long does it normally take for something of this magnitude to happen? Looking at the fact that this would be almost the first promotion under this administration in the past several years.
The promotion issue can be possible because people are already there. They have not been promoted all this way. Just to go through their records and see how you can cause the promotion to go. As already right now, he has not even constituted the Civil Service Commission. But now they are pumped there. You can do that. But then, will he even pay them? Is it just to say he has been promoted? We have some people that have their promotion letters over 6 years, over 10 years before now. They are not getting what they're earning. But I'm talking about employment. It's not possible. Why is it not possible? Before they start the process of making applications, when they begin to shut in, people have been invited for it, and when the panel or the consultant interview the people, before they will finish reading, and they begin to give up letters of employment, it's not possible. If they give it, and you are not free this Saturday, and then you will continue with that project.
Okay. We're having slight network interference, so perhaps we hope it gets better. Or if you move around a little bit, madam, that would be very good for us. My next question would be, 7 years, the laws of the civil service, in the space of 7 years, how many promotions would a civil servant ordinarily would have had or is possible to have occurred? How many promotions is possible to have occurred?
There are some that would have gotten three. But before then, there were some people who were already due for promotion. Some of them were 1 year to go. Some of them have already been due, but the last administration didn't promote them. So those people would have, some of them would have gotten three promotions, some four promotions. They are there in the civil service. And how about that? They would take good record and begin to see and put them in the right full pay level and say that they ought to be. But, you know, this, all this is like gimmicks. We are coming to right all these wrongs. That is what I can say. So this 2 months, it started off, and I know that Muslims will not be fooled. They know where they are going, and that's why they are jittery everywhere. There is no problem whether he promotes or not. When we come, we will right the wrong.
Agreements the national leadership of the NLC at the time you were the chairperson, when Rivers State, I remember vividly, Rivers people also remember that there was supposed to be a shutdown of the state because of similar issues as such as this. And meetings were held, tripartite committee was set up. The implementation of those agreements, the national leadership of the NLC even has been brought into the mix now, and questions are being asked as to how it's handling these issues. What is being said about those issues that were agreed upon by the tripartite committee and the national leadership of the NLC with the state governor till now?
Those are the issues that were brought to the fore. We also informed the national that these issues that were agreed, an agreement was signed that has not been implemented, and there is no intention that they want to implement. At a point, they shut us out, because when you want to write that, they will not pick your government officials, they will not pick, they will confide in you that the governor said they should not answer labor leaders their phone calls, they should not tell us anything. And that was how we now informed our national. All these things we are now geared towards trying to see how they can destabilize me by going out to balkanize the NS. You saw what happened towards my tail end, towards the tail end of my administration. They began to buy some of them. You know, money is everything in this Nigeria for now. People are easily bought over. So all this that we are doing, but right now, this thing has played back to them. You know, there is a way you do things, and at the end of the day, it will keep coming back to you. Now the workers are demanding their pound of flesh. The workers have seen that these people have deceived them all this way. The workers have seen that this government, this administration has nothing good for them in the offering. Therefore, they are coming out. So vote them out in their numbers. So that's exactly why you're seeing them running hell and scatter. They hold this. I want to promote. I want to employ. I want to rebuild the sector. I want to renovate the sector. I know that's what we know, that all these things are after the 18th.
The governor says civil servants cannot maintain.
The governor says
the governor says civil servants cannot maintain the secretariat. And this is a statement that has most times been said. When new structures were erected, and so should I give it to the civil servants, they cannot maintain it. This is always said. Is this really the case? How does this work? We have civil servants who have complained about the state of the secretariat at the moment, the condition, the fact they used to use. They need to use the staircases. The elevators aren't working. Even for the staircases, it's not in very good sanitary conditions. There are many complaints, water problems, etc., etc. Whose responsibility is it to maintain the secretariat?
That's the government.
So why does the government say civil servants cannot take care of the secretariat?
They don't know what. I'm telling you that they are trying to confuse the people. You know, sometimes they call the dog a bad name in order to hang it. They are trying to confuse people. How is it a worker who will go to repair the elevators? How is it a worker who will ensure that the pipe bomb waters are flowing up to the last floors of the secretary? How is it a worker who will ensure that the leakages are mended? All these things are not workers. Even right now, as we see, there are no cleaners. They have brought their stooges. They have brought their cronies to give contracts so that they can be cleaning. So is it the workers, the mess that are supposed to be cleaning, when they have not brought, most of the old cleaners have retired, and nobody has employed. They are not bringing these contractors to come and do the clean. So I think the workers' problem. These people are just giving the workers a bad name in order to hang them. But so, to God be the glory. The government of the workers friendly is coming.
Let's allow Rivers people to decide that. I would have to let you go already. You've been told you have a very busy day ahead. Hopefully we get to have you in the studio before the elections to have a proper conversation about your campaign and what your party intends to do if you get into office. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, there you had the former chairperson of the Labour Party, the Beatrice Tubo, and some of the things she had to say. Well, we'll open the phone lines again and get your thoughts. Plenty of comments already on Facebook Live. Great Man says, it has become clear that Sim is not the person contesting this election, but the governor. Give Tony says, well, let me correct that. Sim is the one contesting the election. That's the person INEC, that's the name INEC has. This one says, good morning, Andrew. How can the governor say no one has the power to question him? I thought we were in a democracy. It brings me to ask this very candid question. I had a conversation with a colleague a while ago. And we have governments. Should governments or governors promise people their Should governors promise, let's use River State for instance, or the governor says he promised to employ. Should the governor be promising to employ? Isn't it the duty of the government to employ? Isn't it why the people chose a leader? So you do the constitutional functions that you should do. One of them includes creating employment and good business working environment for the people. So if that is your responsibility, why would I then promise you? It sounds almost like I would come on air and tell you, Nigeria Info promises to talk today. We're here to do this. It's our job. We can't promise you our job. But this seemed to be the situation, not just at the state level, even at the federal level. Promise to employ, promise to create. This is your job. Jude Uchenna says, Rivers people should be wiser. The governor is playing politics and it can't work for him this time. Victor Piba says, the promise of 10,000 jobs by the governor is a political gimmick. Ramsey Soki says, Beatrice Tubo has been vindicated. Thangwood Ability says, the fact remains that Beatrice Tubo was never in good relationship with the governor. If you're employed to do a job, do we need to be good friends? If I employ you and I say to you, your job is to look at this gate, I don't need you to be greeting me every morning or agree. That's not your business. Your business is the gate. The only time I would have issues with you is when you do not look at the gate you're supposed to look at. What sort of relationship should the NLC have with a government that will be seen as good before a government can do what it should do? Big question. You should think about that too. Cottrell Tuba Banimi says, the state of the secretariat is linking to that of the 1975 structure. Jude on Facebook, Eze, says, Rivers people are wiser. The government is just playing politics and it can't work this time. The phone number is 0700923-0923. That is the number you can call to be a part of the conversation. 0700923-0923. Let me get on Twitter now. So all my people who are on Twitter, you drop your comment. I'll be taking your messages now. I need more comments on Twitter. Nigeria Info PH at Super Tari Porter says, and for them to remember and acknowledge what the governor has done for the state and the people, this employment and promotion will forever be in the heads, heart of Rivers youth. Another person here says, at God With Me 24 on Twitter says, that is equivalent to vote buying strategy. At Nedu for Great says, after what? Fraudulently reconfiguring the BVAS. I'm not understanding how that relates to the particular question we're asking. At Tangoda Tuegbu 1 says, Governor Wike should be commended for lifting embargo for Rivers youth. Another person here, Paragon Casey, says, better late than never. I can't imagine civil servants working for years without promotion. If you heard me speak with the former chairperson, she says, at most, you should have had 4 to 3 promotions in the space of 7 years. And some people have already been promoted before. The reports are that they are not even getting paid the wages that are due their promotion. And so some people are going to get one promotion now. Would they even get the benefits that come with that promotion is another question. Stanley is in LLN1. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Yes, first and foremost, let me commend my capacity governor for, you know, having started the process. You know, the process has started yesterday. You are aware that he inaugurated the civil service commission members yesterday. And all the, I keep hearing people talk about politics, that he's playing politics with the issue of promotion and everything. To me, I want to advance to those issues of that Ian Wike is playing politics. Wike is somebody that takes his time to do something. You know, he came out when there was a role he flagged off at Umojin. He said it there, that, you know, he would take his time, you know, to go into the issue of stomach infrastructure and employment and all the rest. I believe this is the right time for him to concentrate on the area of employment. He has done marvelously well in the area of infrastructure. Now he wants to focus on on the area of employment. So let's support him. Let's forget about, just as he said, the issue of employment will end this week. Election is this week. The issue will end this week. After the election, the process will still continue. So I don't know why people keep saying it's politics, politics. To me, I disagree with them. It's
all right, Stanley. Thank you very much. You made your point. Time up. Now we have to move to another caller. Gift is in Yenegua. But before we get on the gift, take our minds back to when this administration complained about the employments that were carried out by the past administration of former Transport Minister Chibi Amaechi towards the tail end of his administration, and says you employ people without provision for payment and blah, 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 blah. There was many complaints about that promotion. Can we say that we might have a similar pattern? How sure are we that the next government that will come in would not also complain that the way this employment was carried out at the tail end of this administration is going to affect how they work? Don't take anything out of it. We know that employment had been carried out at the tertiary institutions in this state. That you cannot deny. That has happened. Whether you like how it was done or not, we've had employment in the UST, and we know the list that came out that caused a lot of complaints, but the school said that's not correct. But the fact is, in the tertiary institutions, we've had employment occur. So yes, understandable. But into the civil service is where the question lies. And this is what the government said it's doing now, and we can't question when or tell it the time to do it. Gift, good morning.
Andrew, you feel me, good morning.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you, my brother. Yeah, let me disabuse the mind of those guys who are calling in or texting you to tell us that this employment is because of politics. Is it because of politics they are accusing Wike that he supported Tinubu to win River State? They should use their tongue to count their teeth. As far as I'm concerned, who will win at the end of the day will win. And the previous administration you talked about, let me remind you, the previous administration used their own mouth to announce to the world that there is no cash, no fund in that state. And at then, they accused Goodluck to say to Jonathan, I don't know why we have this short memory. They could not even take care of the people they sent to abroad for that scholarship. Go back to the record. When they are talking about he came in, he stopped this one, he stopped that one. There was no fund. They even challenged Wike. They will see how he will manage to even pay the salary of workers. Talk less of going into projects. Why are we behaving like this? Why are we like this? Go back to the records. I'm talking about records. And Amaechi used his own mouth to challenge Wike. I wonder how you will even be able to pay salary of workers. Talk less of you going into projects. And today the man is not only commissioning. The man is even flagging us, commissioning. And
all right, gift.
Until the last day. So, please, a lot of time was taken from me. Andrew, give me the time to talk to you, because as far as I'm concerned, I was on this line for more than 4 or 5 minutes before you even take my call. So, when Beatrice Ekubo, she was one of those people that kicked against UK government before he came into power.
What's the proof you have for that, gift?
I am telling you what this is.
No, not you are telling me. Not you are telling me. If you are laying allegations of such, what's the proof? Were you in a meeting? Did you hear it? Did you see it?
I am telling you, I said she was not in support of, like, now. Let me tell you.
All right, gift. We have to move on to another caller. We get your point already made. Thank you very much, gift. Koroye is in Igruta. Let's hear from Koroye quickly. Good morning, Koroye.
Yeah, good morning, my friend Andrew.
You're welcome.
The employment of the governor, to be sincere, while we are alive, seeing what is happening. I'll be true, if actually a leader made a mistake, people are ready to correct. But the issue, a leader will come out to say, you can't correct me. And you know very well about people are the people who voted for you. I could remember when the governor was doing the flyover, people complained, and he said, wait for your time. Anytime you reach, you can do anything you want to do in that place. The same thing in employment now is coming at the nobody pressing. And this time, 2 months, so you're handing over. How can build somebody succeed in employment? If he started like this in the Obiakwa local government, can he be a governor? That is the time to ask him. Thank you very much, please.
All right, thank you very much, Korea from Igruta. Well, quickly, some of the things you've said, if we're going to start from there, you'd quite agree that some of these comments were made because even the governor had affirmed that he was told some of these things, and the fact that, oh, there was no money and all of that might be true. But let's also not forget that here in Rivers State at this moment, the same government now, the current administration, has also said that there's no funds. Or has the governor said that we have enough money in Rivers State? I'm pretty sure we're aware of what's happening in the world and the country at the moment and the economic crunch. And because of that, the government has also said it tries to be prudent with how it manages funds. Unless the government would say it has saved up a lot of money to take care of what is this employment and payment, and there's a plan on ground of how the monies will be generated, unless that could be said. But you can also say the same argument or make the same argument for this administration, because we've heard countless times that there is no money and we're seeing the economic situation in the country. Remember, it was one thing that even caused the government to take the federal government to court with regards to tax collection. Are you remembering that? So let's just hope that it would not be a problem for the next administration, and then all plans are in place. So what I can say at the end, go and get, when the opportunity comes, take your employment. It's what many have said, take your employment when it comes. The governor has said, better late than never. I'm doing it now. I'm keeping to my promise. So just take it. We have a short commercial now. After the commercial, I'll take a few WhatsApp messages before we wrap things up this morning. Stay tuned.
Tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info. Information is a source of development. Stay tuned.
All right, now let's talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. Go onto the WhatsApp portal now. Take some of your messages. This person says, good morning, Ifeyemi Andrew. It says, this is a welcome development, and I believe this is absolutely the perfect time. Reason being that few months from now, the governor will leave his office, and with everything that has gone down during the presidency election, it's obvious that most Rivers people hate the governor, and for them to remember and acknowledge what the governor has done for the state and the people, this employment and promotion will forever be in the hearts of the youth. This is Tari Potter Williams. Rivers State electorates are very docile, and that's why the governor does what he does. This one says, the governor said that the employment of 10,000 youth is not political. It's purely a lie. It's indeed political, pure politics. This is a round face. Another person says, that woman is just power thirsty and have conspired with the governor playing with the life of Rivers workers. The years of non-promotion of workers, was there any time that she called for industrial action and effected it? Okay, let her tell us. If there was any year she asked workers to pay the union dues because they were not promoted. Henry from Port Harcourt. Another person here says, good morning. The governor should stop deceiving himself. If he likes, let him employ a million people. Rivers people know who will win Saturday's election. This one says, remember in the last government of Rotimi Amaechi, when he employed 13,000 workers, the governor came and condemned the act. Now the same governor is doing the same thing close to electioneering period. Well, you're hearing the arguments is, well, how are wise Rivers residents going to vote? Aminu, you're asking. I'll take one more message. Amaechi's recruitment exercise commenced 2012, concluded 2013, and he left office 2015. Governor Wike said nobody would tell him what to do, but he should know that in civil service, promotion is periodic, and any government that is not implementing periodic promotion is violating the rules. Okay. Another one says, all politics, but it is better done than never. That's another thing. It's better late than never, like he said. You might call it politics, you might call it whatever you call it, but another question is, if you have the opportunity to be employed, wouldn't you take it? So if you have it, at the end of the day, go take it. The government has decided to do it now. It is doing it. You might say the timing is not what you prefer. You might say, shouldn't it have been done better? But this is where we are. You can't throw it away if it comes your way. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Jude is on the line next for Hello Port Harcourt. Stay around. And remember, I think it's important that Rivers people and Nigerians know this. do not ask your leaders or do not celebrate things your leaders do when it is their job. If they do a good job, you can say thank you. But then it is their job to provide these things. Do you think it's ideal for them to promise us things that it's their duty to provide?